RQO. Friend, how's it going?
Good. I'm taking a load of trailers to Richmond, Virginia right now.
You're on that. Huge, yeah. What company do you run for? Are you an independent?
For a small company called Hawk Trailers. They're in Marietta, H-A-W-K-E.
Roger on that. Well, I hope that video will help you with your radio work here. Like I said, my friend over in Virginia is like, I just watch YouTube. So I said, okay. But I think that'll pretty much unlock the whole frequency. They just say 60 meters to keep it legit. So, but there's a lot of videos on there how to do it. It's just, I thought that one probably was the closest for explanation. There's another one that's in, like, I guess Spanish or something. But I thought that one would probably break it down easier.
And I am on my handheld right now. I am just north of Campobello, South Carolina, heading for Interstate 26.
Hey, did you watch that video I sent you, the freestyle?
I haven't had a chance to look at it yet. I went to watch it earlier, and I didn't have a good cell phone signal, so I wasn't able to play it, but I will watch it.
Yeah, I figured I'd send you a little sample of what I do. That's pretty much how my general playing goes. I just walk in somewhere with usually no notice. I'll just say, look at the band and say, y'all tell me what key you're in, and I'll take it from there. And sort of similar to like what that that recording is, that's pretty much how it comes out. You just, sometimes I can't pull the same thing off twice. We'll just say that much.
That's pretty neat. I'm definitely going to take a look at it. I just can't do it at the moment.
Roger, yeah, there's another station supposed to be coming in here as well. KO4BKY/KE. I was one of the honored few that got to pass her through the exam yesterday, and she did really good. Actually went for general and extra and nailed them both, so that was really awesome to get to be a part of that.
KY, I'm right here.
Impressive job on your extra. I have my general class. Name here is Daniel. Call is Kilo Juliet 4, Whiskey Zulu Mike, KJ 4WZM. On 26, I'll be back in about a minute.
Cody, what was his call sign again?
4, Whiskey Zulu Mike, KJ 4WZM, QSL.
What?
Zulu, zebra, Mike, or monkey.
What's that?
Me, Daniel. Yeah, he was one of the fellers that I was talking to last night on the 7-9 on the, Was it last night or no? Anyway, either Friday or Saturday, I can't remember one, but anyways, on the 7-9.
4WZM. Name here is Daniel, Delta Alpha November India Echo Lima. I am from Travelers Rest, South Carolina. Currently heading east on 26 to 85 north of Campobello. I'm heading to Richmond, Virginia. Driving a semi.
Yes, Cody.
Wait for him to come back in there for another round before I keyed up, but, oh, mercy. Yeah, if this crazy cat actually does shoot through that wire, yeah, I will send y'all pictures, but you might be over in the corner bawling, because I don't think I've ever known a cat to survive a DC current, or, yeah, well, let's just say it like this. My cousin had a cat that chewed into a lamp cord, and it pretty much killed it on the spot.
Huh, that's crazy. Did I double earlier, or did y'all hear me when I came back in?
Roger, we heard you, and Cody's in 4DME for ID. This is Paul. You may have a cat, but at one point in time, years ago, I had a, oh my goodness, It was a Cocker Spaniel. I had a Cocker Spaniel. It was black and white. It was a pretty dog. No, I take that back. It was white and brown. I had a black and white one after that. But the first Cocker Spaniel that I had, that I got, I kicked myself for getting rid of it because it was an easily trained dog. It was puppy at the time. It was white and brown. It was white with brown spot patches all over it. And that dog, I had the cage that we kept it in to, you know, train it, especially at night. It was sitting up under my radio desk at the time. And that dog would like to chew on my, the dog would like to chew on these big wires that were connected to my power supply. So can you imagine the big, thick wires on the back of a power supply, a 30-amp power supply, I think it was at the time? That dog would like to chew on them wires. Luckily, it wasn't plugged up or whatever, but I can only imagine the new hairstyle that dog would have had.
I could only imagine on that one for sure.
It chewed the heck out of it, and that's when I learned how to replace AC lines or AC power wires and power supplies after that dog chewed into that one. It was fairly easy, for the most part, but like I said, if that thing would have been plugged up and turned on and me sitting on the radio and it chewing the wires, it would have definitely, well, that's to say it wouldn't be here today, but, oh well. But yeah, I was telling Mackenzie, if you take a video with that cat chewed on that wire, so when it does hit, we've got a live video of it, we could send it into the America's Funniest Video.
Roger on that. Well, if Dum Dum keeps at it, yeah, we'll definitely get a video of it.
I'll carry on. She'll be back in a minute. She took off to the other room, but she'll be back in a minute. N4 DME. Apparently on the outskirts of this machine or in the shadow of it, one, you're completely 90% uncopyable.
Coming over hills and stuff.
Better.
Remember yours that upgraded to extra?
Hey, no, it wasn't a family member of his. That was my daughter. This is Paul, and Mackenzie's my daughter. So, but no, they're not related. They act like they are, though.
Now, Paul, just remember, I could have stayed home yesterday.
I won't say what I really think, but, you know, I'm sure that cow could have waited one more day to realize that chocolate milk didn't come from a cow. But anyway.
Excuse me there. Oh, mercy. Mercy, mercy, mercy. But, anyway, there, if, we still got it pulled up. Yeah, coming. Gotta love these dang phones. Close. Alrighty, KJ4WZM, you still got a good copy there, or did you finally get out of range of the repeater?
Coming in and out for a little while. I'm at the bottom of a hill right now. Once I get on 85, I'll be able to hold it a little better. 26 is kind of hilly.
Roger, roger. Yeah, I tell you, I'm looking forward to you coming after this honer, and also looking forward to hearing you play live, because I tell you, even in your, I'll just say, even in your rusty state, that's a whole lot better than I'd ever do with it.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I just put out songs that randomly picked it up, and I'll do the same thing. I have not played now in over a year. Well over a year, so when I go to pick it up, I'll just wipe it off with some mouthpiece off with some alcohol or whatever, or you can, and I'll fire that thing up and show you what I got.
Roger on that. Yeah, we'll get you covered there. Yeah, hopefully we'll just, yeah, we'll get her all taken care of there for you, and hopefully we'll just sell it. You can take her home with you and shoot some YouTube videos, see some vlogs from the road.
freestyling from different states.
Interesting stuff. Give me about another minute and a half here. I got to merge onto 85 now. I actually said it's a mile away. I just knocked your cruise off. So I got a minute before I need to get off of here.
Roger. If I can keep old N4DME there occupied while you get yourself situated there.
If you want, I can stay on the side for about 2 minutes or so. I just visited a manual 18-wheeler, so I got a whole bunch of gears to go through.
It's the only way to do it, though. I can't... It just ain't no fun with an automatic, you know. I do these little Japanese mini trucks, and I'm going to be getting a new one here soon. I haven't decided if it's going to be a diesel or a gas burner. But everybody says, we'll get you an automatic. And I looked up and said, nope. I said, it's going to either be a 4-speed or a 5-speed.
I'm making a machine. ATM.
Park you-o. Run in to get me a drink of water. We're back.
You went. I'm on 85 now. Can you hear me at this point, KJ? 4WZM.
Quiet as... Yeah, we got a good copy on you now.
I have about 30 miles left until I disappear.
70 miles. What brand rig you running?
Until I disappear. Let's see, the radio is Anytone ATD878UV. It's a 7-watt handheld on VHF, 6 watts on the UHF. It's analog and digital. The rig that I'm driving is a 2009 International. And it has a Cummins 15-liter turbo diesel V8 and a 10-speed solar transmission.
That's what I'm talking about. Not bad. Not bad at all. Yeah, I'll have to snap a picture of, we got one of them laminated picture you can either frame or hang on the wall of a Kenworth that if I ever found someone to build it out and had the money to go after it, I'd get something like that. It's pretty. But, yeah, I'll snap a picture of that thing and text it to you here sometime.
Thunderbilt show truck, and I will redo that thing. They're not really practical, by the way. As far as making a show truck, it's a thing of just because you can. And in life, just because you can doesn't mean you should, but I still want to do that someday. Those trucks in and of themselves are expensive. They usually cost about twice as much as a normal truck, like an International or a Freightliner or whatever. They're double that. But I'd love to redo all the lights with all LEDs and just make it look absolutely beautiful on the outside and on the inside, redo everything, put in a powerful sound system and all kinds of stuff like that that has no business being in the truck, just because, that's it, just because.
What you mean there? Like a truck I'll be getting to do the farm work with. Everybody keeps telling me, you don't need this, you don't need that, blah, blah, blah. You're only in the truck for this amount of time. I'm like, yeah, but I'm going to enjoy it for that amount of time. Like, I'm getting AC and heat. I'm probably not in the truck for maybe about 10 minutes at a time for work. And I got probably, you know, maybe it's not even that long. I don't know, but anyways, I'm going to make the thing my own. I mean, what's the point of having a thing if you can't make it your own there, so. Yep, KK4RQO for those out yonder would like to hear.
This is your vehicle. Instead of big truck, what I'd really like to have is a Ford F. Well, if I had an absolute preference, a Ford F-350 single axle, not dually, 2016 King Ranch, 6.7 liter power stroke. And those things are really, really, really nice. I'm torn on what color to get. I think I'd like blue and gold.
You know, speaking of Fords, I'll tell you a funny story that happened, and I was actually there when it happened back, oh, I forget how long ago it was. Excuse me. Anyways, Me and my folks were headed up to haul some Scottish Highlander beef cattle to folks over in Kentucky. Was headed over Mont Eagle. And this is literally what happened. We were coming up the side of it. Dad said, watch as I blow by this truck. And that's the exact wording he used. He blew by this semi and probably wasn't, I don't know, maybe a half a mile to the road. Turbo decided to blow the hose off of it. Long story short, I forget exactly. Oh, it built up too much boost, and they had to replace the whole turbo. And needless to say, he never said that again when we got on the stretch of mountain road.
Changing lanes, up again. 585,
I caught about maybe every other word, but very little of every other word, but every other word. Time I just heard and then nothing. KK4RQO. I heard in and out, but about 98% QRM there.
Here now. Bottom of a hill.
You're kind of in and out, but I can pick you up there. You got a lot of static in there with you. Yeah, once you get that 2000 situated there, yeah, you're going to be wall-to-wall and treetop style there, that's for sure.
And I'm looking forward to that, too. That'll be a whole lot better than what I have now. 7-watt handheld versus 200-watt mobile with a good antenna.
And, yeah, I tell you, probably one of the best things that I've done for my station, as far as for the HF, was the Heil Pro 7 headset. Completely hands-free, and the audio quality is hands down absolutely amazing. It looks like something you'd see on a pit crew at a NASCAR race or a pilot. You know, it's that big can style there, but it's comfortable. I mean, you get the memory foam pads in there. I mean, ears get a little warm, but I can wear them all day long without any kind of complaint.
I said you were there when contesting.
Sure, that's where I actually christened. Well, I used them here at the house, but to give them a real test, went up there to the Stevens County field day there for the Stevens County Amateur Radio Society. Went to the field day at the Rock House back a few weeks ago and ended up with 140 contacts on 20 meters. The only button I pushed was the pre-recorded message I put on the radio for the CQ call.
Wow.
I'm starting to lose you there again. KK4RQ over, though, that yonder. I'd like to hear.
I'll be getting out a lot just because this one, my distance sensor here as well as all the hills and stuff.
Roger, roger. And deal with that for sure. That's why I've always went for, as much power as I can get without spending an arm and a leg. And I actually had a time I spent an arm and a leg for a 200-watt VHF amplifier. And to be perfectly honest, I might have used that thing a handful of times. But when I did, it was, we'll just say it like this. I made a contact in upstate New York when the conditions got just right on the C4 FM on this radio.
Miles and repeater on a handheld.
Caught something, miles and repeater. Okay, try that one more time.
I might start going out, but I am 47 miles from the repeater. 47, 47.
It's pretty dang impressive. Are you using the stock rubber duck, or do you got to upgrade on the antenna?
Slight upgrade. It's a little bigger than the original antenna.
Roger on that. Well, shoot fire.
Yeah, hang on just a second. I'm going to do a quick Google and see exactly how far I am from it.
I'm mile 87 on 85. I'm fast approaching 50 miles out.
You just broke up again. I'm 95.1 miles away from the repeater as the crow flies.
You said how far?
95.1.
All right.
Roger, 10 element, about 40 foot up in the air, give or take.
Side of the truck, 50 miles.
Actually, on the outside of it there, you're dropping out now. But roger on the 50 miles. I just officially lost there. KK4RQ, if you want to try it one more time before I shut her down for the night, yeah, go ahead. 7-3s. Keep her safe out there on. Keep her. Try this again. 7-3s. Keep her safe out there. Keep between the double yellow. KK4RQO clear and QRT.
Damn, hold on a second. I'm down into a valley at Cross River. Back at this point. KK4RTO, or, yeah, I think that's right. KK4WE again. Moving again. Over 50 miles away. I can't wait to get a mobile antenna. Big difference.
Yep, it sure enough will. It's like me going from a coat hanger to a 10 element. No, actually, I had a 13 element that was a 220 antenna. I didn't even know it was. And then went to the 10 element, and yeah, you'll definitely notice it, that's for sure.
That's for sure. It'll take me a little while to save up and get that TS-2000. But I know that'll make a difference. I'm going to do my research on antennas. I just got to figure out exactly where to mount them so that I still get out but don't go over my 13.6 height restriction.
Okay, so you don't actually have a TS-2000, is that correct?
I'm going to be getting one. I can get one. I'm going to get one deliberately. I just have a handheld right now that I'm using. But I want a TS-2000 so that I can do everything. I want to do TV and all of the ham stuff that I can do.
Hey, okay. Now, that changes things completely. If you go to, like, HRO or Gigaparts, HRO or Gigaparts, you can specifically request a MARS mod, MARS cap mod, and they will do that for you. It'll cost a few bucks extra, but they can do it there on site, and then when you get the radio, all you gotta do is turn it on and use it.
Good, hold on a second. Alright, I think I'll be able to get the machine here. Sounds good.
This is Castle BKY. What were y'all talking about me for?
Because we can, and we figured it'd get you back in the room, and it did.
I was going to wash dishes, which is my chores every night since someone's dumb up to get off his butt and do anything. But, yeah, I was making me talk with me and him some chocolate milk, and I came back in here, said he, I got my headset, my phone. Yeah, got me a new phone again. But, yeah, and then I heard Paul say, y'all talking about, that boy was talking about me and you are related.
Yeah, Paul's just being comical, but, yeah, we were talking about how you passed the exam, and, I guess he, thought you was related to me somehow, and, Daniel was like, no. And then Paul's like, no, she's my daughter, and they act like they're related, so, and I'm like, and I just sat back, like, ha, 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 KK4RQ over, though, that yonder liked to hear.
Well, nice life. It's what people say. I don't know why they think that, but okay. So what you been doing over there? Playing with cows? Making chickens? Probably playing with cows' butts?
Well, actually, I was getting you some fresh chocolate milk. I'll bring it to the next meeting.
He said only bring donuts with it. But I was like, nope.
Do is go back here to the back of the cow and let them do their business, and then you're good to go. Well, you just was about 99% static there. Try her again.
I think your name was Daniel. If you get out of RF range, switch over to Echo Link. If you got an Echo Link count, switch over to Echo Link and sign in that way. And blew the ghost off the mountain.
Yep, I think you'd be right.
Like a wise man once said, I don't think, I know.
Lord have mercy. I tell you, these folks must really like these dang TS-2000s for the prices they still want for them things.
Get you a good radio. Do what now? I was watching the weather. N4DME.
Well, I'm looking at it for Daniel, and I'm just saying they must really like these things for the prices of them.
Bugatti is coming out with electric cars for kids. The price tag is $5,000. It only goes up to 12 miles an hour.
That crap. I don't know. I honestly don't know if it's really worth. I don't know. I may just stick with what I got. Because I know how to run it, and it ain't got a lot of crazy junk to learn.
Like I say, for what it is and everything, just sell that radio and then go buy you the, what was that, not the 7300, but the other one, the VHF and UHF version of the 7300, was it 9700, I think it was, go get you that radio and then find you a decent HF radio to use.
Thinking the ID-51A. If we're on the same page, I think that's what you're thinking of.
Not even close. I'm talking about the VHF and UHF base radio ICOM put out. I'm not sure what the model number. I thought the model number was the 9700 because it's the identical twin of the 7300. But it's the same identical radio as the 7300. It's just VHF and UHF.
Hang on. I might have found it here. Give me just 1 second. Let's see. ICF 2721.
You can't see either. Yeah, I was correct. It's the ICOM 9700. It's the VHF, UHF transceiver. That's what you need. Is the ICOM 9700.
Yeah. Shoot. Well, that's a nice radio. But dang, for the price. Get out of the cat. For the price they want for that thing, I could buy a shack in the box. Get everything under one deal.
I'm gonna get down for now.
7-3 there, my friend. Look forward to catching you later on the blog. I think I'm going to do the same and hit the sack. KK4RQLB clear after y'all's final.
Fine. I will catch y'all later. And into North Carolina, I'm really 500 feet at this point. I got Echo Link. Sign on to Echo Link and come through Echo Link to get to the repeater. Completely out of it that time. But yeah, if you got Echo Link on your smartphone, sign on to the Echo Link and come in that way. That way you can be alone for the ride. And you and your boyfriend can talk forever. N4DME. Go ahead, Cody.
Well, I'm actually fixed to sign off and hit the sack, but the repeater's call is Whiskey 4 November Yankee Kilo dash R. Again, that's Whiskey 4 November Yankee Kilo dash radio. For you there for the Echo Link. Sack, and I will catch y'all back here tomorrow. Because I got to get up in the morning and get some junk done, so. Excuse me there. KK4RQO, be clear and QRT.
Cody, we'll talk to you later. I'm going to get over here on YouTube and see if Rick's on and whatnot. I doubt it, but maybe. Rick and I forgot the other guy's name. They're going to do something special, apparently, for Mackenzie since she upgraded to Nordahl. But anyway, well, don't kick the hardwood too hard, because you might wake up the whole house. Talk to you later, N4DME.
Hey, tag me in the link here so I can check it out tomorrow.
All you gotta do is go to YouTube and type in NY4PD Ham Radio. It's November Yankee 4 Papa Delta Ham Radio, NY4PD Ham Radio, and that's his account, and just click on the thumbs up or whatever it is on there, and then that way you can get notification when he goes live. But alrighty, I'll send you something if I see him, but he only pops on once a week. He's constantly doing something. But, all right, go get your beauty sleep because you need a lot of it. N4DME.
Subscribe to his channel. I just noticed that, so, yeah, I'll see it when it comes through. And since you're not a big YouTube user, it's called subscribe. Click the subscribe button. If you click the like, that just shows him that you like the video. It will also send it to a playlist called Like. Or Liked. Anyways. Yeah, so, alrighty, 73 KK4RQO clear.
Last transmission of my radio before I went to Echolink. I was in North Carolina at that point. Somehow managed with the handheld to hit it. I can still hear the repeater kind of breaking in and out on the radio, but at this point I can't use it to get in anymore.
Well, you was completely out of it that last time, but you're back in it now since you're on Echolink. So I thought that might be good for you and Mussolini to talk back and forth.
Mussolini? Alright, who's Mussolini and why?
Now,
if y'all immediately key up right after I get off, I will not be able to hear you. Just echoing is kind of funny like that. There's a lot of lag. I have about 3 to 5 seconds, it seems like, lag in between when I let go and I can hear the repeater again. It's pretty slow.
Roger. Yeah. It's crazy sometimes the way Echo Link works. I mean, it's good to have, and it's like anything else. It's just another switch to turn up along the way. But anyway, all righty, well, I'm going to get out here, and I'm going to get ready for bed. Cody, he done cleared out a while ago. I don't know if you heard Cody or not.
Yeah.
But he had to go get his beauty sleep because he had a long day tomorrow. He had to go get his dresses and his high heels ready for his big date tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm just going to keep on driving down 85 until I run it out and I hit 95 in Richmond, Virginia. And I'm going to get off of here. get off the highway, that is, and waited out until the ambulance was my place open so I can drop these trailers off and then head for home after a shutdown.
I try to think I caught most of that, but I think you're talking about a truck or something, but your audio is kind of got an echo pitch to it. But, anyway. Alrighty, well, I'll let you go. Have a safe trip out there on your travels. And everything. And I hope you get a safe trip on the return trip. And whatnot. KT4WZM. That's a mouthful for a call sign. N4DME.
Whiskey, yeah, quite a mouthful, more like it, for a call sign. But, anyway, 73 seats. I'll try to be safe, hopefully everybody else tries to be safe too, so that I can get home in one piece. And I will catch you later on. I'll be clear, 73, KJ4WZM.